Hi and welcome. My name's James Bryden, and for this episode I'm sitting with Pete Dancevich, who runs his own web and photography business. Now, Pete I've known for a number of years, and during that time I've known that you've been a complete and utter workaholic.
Yeah, I mean that's definitely something that more than one person has used to describe me, so... It's been hard, though. I mean, it's good. Working's work, and I love what I do, and I do what I love. So yeah. I guess being a workaholic is not a term, a negative term for me, because to me, working hard or working at what you do and you do what you love is part of your everyday.
Great. Okay. But it did have its downsides.
Yeah. I mean, probably my fitness and my health is probably one thing that actually suffered the most, because you put yourself all in and... you're continuously dedicated, you know, also you've got a family, you've got two kids, so you've got, you know, the full spectrum of work and life and trying to fulfill everyone's needs along the way, you know, kids, sports, etc. And then, you know, you've got your clients who've got their demands, and you still got to run the business, run the accounts, run everything around it. So being a, you know, a small business operator, you're doing, you know, a million things every single day.
So what's fairly clear, in knowing you as I do, is that what was missing is that you weren't really looking after yourself health-wise.
No, that's definitely something that's pretty prevalent now. At the time, it was something that you just don't notice it, because my head's in this, you know, deep in working and doing everything else that you do.
So what did you do?
I basically got an offering to have a couple of weeks free trial at a gym, and I thought, I can't lose on this. I've got a little bit of spare time here and there. And when the instructor, the lady who actually got me on board, she goes, oh, Pete, you know, we'll have 2 weeks, see how you go. And I was saying, look, I might only be able to turn up once or twice, and, you know, because I'm pretty busy and all that sort of stuff. And at the moment, you know, a year down the track, she goes, Pete, I still revert back to our first conversation where you said you might only turn up once or twice a week, because I'm there 5 to 6 days a week.
Okay, so now you've gone all in with the fitness and the health side of things, to the extent that you did with your workaholicism.
Yeah.
That's the right word.
Yeah.
So has the pendulum swung too far the other way, do you think? Or is there a good balance?
I think I've become better at managing the work stuff rather than working hard. I'm probably working a bit smarter. And there's probably a point in time where I did swing the other way and sort of work, not going to use the word suffered, but took a less of an importance to it. But I needed that whole start or the kickstart or the beginnings of the foundations for the next phase. But now that I'm in a better position physically and mentally, overall coherent, you know, significantly fitter, stronger, healthier in the body and in the mind as well.
And that's helped you in your work as well.
Correct.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
So we have two seemingly opposite things. Well, I'm either all in at work or all in with the health. But actually, if I get a balance between the two, I'm actually better off all around.
Correct. Yeah, 100%. And there's no doubt about it. You know, moving forwards, it's maintenance of both rather than suffering in one and excelling in the other. Now they're both excelling.
Well, knowing you as I do, I must congratulate you on that, Pete, because I had my doubts whether you would ever make that realization that looking after yourself is as important as looking after the business side of things. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's rewarding on all rounds, business, family. Everyone gets a fair share of, you know, our time, and being a father to two kids and a husband at the same time, you're always trying to fulfill everyone's needs, you know, within the household, and those needs are all positive, and kids, you know, you love them at the end of the day. Family's number one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for that, Pete. That's been a bit of an eye-opener, I'm sure, for a lot of people. What I would like to invite any listeners to do is to just give us your feedback, give us your thoughts. Is it working for you? Isn't it? Or otherwise, you know, just let us know what you think. See you till next time.
Hope you found it interesting and maybe even useful. You can find out more about me and my work at productivity-plus.com. Until next time, this is James Bryden.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.